Being the 25th of Dhul-Qa'da, we commemorate a day introduced by Islam 1400 years ago, which is called Dahw al-Ard. According to a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, reported by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, it is the day when the earth was spread out for the advantage of human beings. Dahw al-Ard literally means the spreading of the earth. There are hadiths that also tell us that the first rahmah and blessing descended on this very day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nazi'at, this is Surah number 79, says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَالْعَرْضَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ دَحَاهَا, and the earth, he expanded it after that. There is a hadith that states that fasting on the day of Dahw al-Ard is equivalent to 70 years of fasting. So we know this sort of merit of the day and what happened, but we've got to go beyond that. And we've got to understand how it's applicable to us today and how we should celebrate it or commemorate it, whatever way you look at it. So let's first look at why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the earth so we can understand it a little better. In Surah Taha, this is Surah number 20, Ayah 53, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alladhi ja'ala lakum al-ardha mahdan wa salaka lakum fiha subulan wa anzala min as-samai ma'a fa akhrajna bihi azwajan min nabatin shatta. He said, it is He who has made the earth for you an expanse or a cradle. Mahda is a cradle. And then He's made for you therein paths and sent down water from the clouds and bringing forth from it many herbs and plants. See, Allah made when He made us to live on the earth, He made us to earn a provision for an exalted life in the same way a baby is stationed in the cradle to be brought up, to develop, to reach his or her full potential. Do we employ the earth for the purpose it was created? Or what was it created for? What are we supposed to do? See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the earth for us to be able to use it as provision. And then He says to be able to thank Him for it. So the question is, how do we thank Him for it? Refer to verse 10 in Surah Al-A'raf, where He says, وَلَقَدْ مَقَّنَّاكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَجَعَلْنَا لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَعَايِشْ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Certainly we have established you in the earth and made in it a means of livelihood for you. Little is that which you give thanks to. Well, we need to look at the problems today that face the earth. The earth that we have to leave to our children as their legacy. Look at the depletion of the ozone layer because of the usage of products that contain CFC gases. Are we careful about that? The contamination of water, the way we throw industrial waste in water bodies, the contamination of the air through our industrial wastes. But basically, what can we do practically in our own way to be able to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this earth? Well, the best way to thank someone is to utilize what they have given to us in the way it was supposed to be utilized. To be cherished, to be protected, and to stop all the wastage that we do. Maybe today we can commit ourselves to say that we will not waste water, we will not waste the resources of the earth, so that we can leave a legacy for our children that they too can thrive on.